The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Connie Yori. Nebraska enters the tournament as the number 7 seed and will play 10th seeded Rutgers on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
If you could give some opening comments, and then we'll open the call for questions from the media.
Yeah, of course, we split with Rutgers this year, each winning on our home court and then winning the most recent game. And both games were, I think, typical Rutgers games in that they were low-scoring games. And the Rutgers is a very good defensive team. They are gritty that way. I've got the two great scorers in Scaife and Copper, and they've got a very solid inside game. And, they're just like every team. They're capable of beating anybody in this league, and that's been, I think, what we've seen throughout this regular season.
All right. Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Shelley Teal with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Connie. Long time no see.
Hi, Shelley.
I didn't get, obviously, the chance to follow up yesterday after you guys are having senior day, but Natalie Romeo, triple-double yesterday for you guys, the first one in a long time in the program. So I just wanted to get your reaction to her play yesterday, and then if you can expand upon what you need her role to be going into the tournament.
Sure. Natalie has been in the role of a shooter most of the year, but Natalie is far more capable of doing more things, and I think that was showcased yesterday. She's someone who, in high school, really got to the basket a lot, and that's exactly what she did yesterday. We've been using her, in more of a shooting role, and with the loss of Rachel Terrio and Kendall Clark for us, it means that, she's got to be more of a ball handler for us. And I think, that's an opportunity for her this year to, gain some experience in that area, but also, something that we'll need from her down the road in the next couple of years.
And can you comment, Connie, on the procedure that Rachel is having for her foot?
Well, I can't comment on the specifics because I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV, but I will say that she is having surgery, yes, today.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Jessica Shepherd and what she's brought to your team this year?
Sure. Jess is extremely versatile on offense. She can do a lot of things for a player of her size. She's got the ability to score inside, put the ball on the floor, making, plays for the basket. She becomes a hard matchup at times because of what she can do both on the perimeter and in the post. And she's really had she's had a great freshman year. The thing I always say about Jess is she's only tapped just such a small percentage of her potential. She's got the opportunity, if she continues to get better and grow in her game, she's got an opportunity to be, just a phenomenal player here at Nebraska.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time this morning, and we will see you in Indianapolis.
Okay, thank you.